AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview with AP McCoy. The 19-time champion jockey will be joining us on a Saturday throughout the National Hunt season to look at the feature meeting. And today we have day two of the showcase meeting at Cheltenham. My name is Mark Walton and AP is on the line with me now. How are you, AP?
Good, thanks, Mark. Yeah.
Good, man. Obviously, first thing to ask is about the injury. You're obviously not riding at the moment. Is it going to keep you out for too much longer?
Probably going to be another... I'll be a few days in. I've just been very sore since I got the fall in Worcester, and it's just taken its time, sadly, but hopefully get it right in the next few days.
Yeah, is it just a case of rest, nothing too serious?
No, I'm just very sore. You know, I just got a very bad kicking and just don't have great movement in my shoulder at the moment, but hopefully it'll get better. I'm having physio on it and it's improving.
Okay. Well, hopefully it won't be too long. Just before we get stuck into to Cheltenham as well, AP, you're on 150 winners for the season so far, and 300 winners has been bandied about quite a bit. You obviously hold the record with 289 winners in a season. Is 300 a target for you this year?
You can't really miss any days, you know. I think I've missed 8 or 9 winners already since I've been off last Thursday. I know I came back for 2 days on Tuesday and Wednesday and rode 4 winners, but I think since then I've missed eight or nine winners. So, you know, if I was to miss another 7 or 8 or even 5 or 6, you know, that'd be 15 winners, and that's a lot. You know, you can't afford to miss days off. You know, there's, you know, 300 winners is, you know, there's only 65 days in the whole year that you can't have a winner. That's quite a lot.
Yeah, it's interesting thoughts. Yeah, and do you set yourself targets like that at the start of the season, or do you aim to be champion jockey again? How do you do it?
Yeah, you set off to be champion jockey. That's your main aim, and then you take it from there. But I had a really good start, and there's no doubt that 300 winners was in my mind. But as you said, the more days we get off, the more it becomes a lot more difficult, you know.
Okay, interesting stuff. Let's move on to Cheltenham anyway today. The first race is the 2 o'clock, and we start here with a Class 3 novices hurdle over the extended 3 miles and 1 furlong. And the betting looks like this. Vivaldi Calonge is the 13-8 now market leader, backed in from 2-1. It's 7-4 for In the Rough. Shantou Tiger is at 6s, 10s for Bally Beaufort, 12-1 for Man of Plenty, and then 16s or bigger for the other two runners. We do have a non-runner here as well. Number 1 Byron Blue doesn't go. You've obviously ridden In the Rough to his to victory on the last 3 occasions at AP. Do you think he can win this?
Yeah, he needs to step up on what he's achieved so far. But he's an improving horse. He's got a handicap rating of 140, which I'm not overly sure about. But he is improving, and he's going the right way. Whether he's achieved as much as Vival de Calonge, I'm not sure. He won a more competitive handicap hurdle up in air at the Scottish Grand National meeting. So I do think those two horses have definitely got the best form. I think their form is much better than all the others that have ran. So I do think it's between the two of them. Which one you would go for is your choice, really. I mean, they're both horses that are open to improvement. Very, very difficult to split them. Obviously, hoping the Rough wins, but there's not much between them.
Okay, so concentrate on In the Rough and Vivaldi Calonge in the opener then. The 2.35 is the second race on the card, and this is the Marie Curie Cancer Care Handicap Chase, which is a Class 2 handicap over 2.5 miles. 5-1 the field this morning, so an open race. Claret Cloak is the market leader at 5-1. It's 6-1 for last year's winner, John Spirit. Champion Court is 7-1, and that's been backed from 10s, so interesting money there. 7s for Astrocad and Workbench as well. 15-2 for Persian Snow, and then 8s or bigger for the others. An open race here, the second race, AP. So what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, very open. I mean, the top horse is probably capable of carrying the weight. He's actually, I think, £3 lower than when he last won handicap chase at Cheltenham. So he's theoretically quite well handicapped. He's not, you know, he's definitely not without a chance, even without weight. I know Martin Keatley's horses they do run well when fresh, and he'll be fit enough for the job, that's for sure. John Spurt obviously won last year. He's a good bit higher in the weights this time around. You know, he's the best part of, you know, I think he won off a mark of 129 last time. He's 147 now, so he's 22 pound higher than he was, or 26 pound higher, sorry, than he was last time. So that'll be a tough thing for him. Cloak, and Lavelle's is not without a squeak either. And one maybe at a big price, or a bigger price, Akrotak. I thought he might have a little chance at a bigger price. If you're going for an each way one, I'd maybe throw in Akrotak. But I think Champion Court is probably the one I'd go for here.
Okay, Champion Court, then Akrotak, a nice big price as well this morning, 12-1 if you want an each way go on that one. The 3:10 is the third race on the card. This is a Class 2 hurdle over the extended 2 miles, and we have a non-runner here. Stephen Hero doesn't go, so that leaves us with a field of four, but the main two in the betting still in the lineup. Calypto is 5-6, and last year's Triumph hurdle winner Tiger Roll is 15-8. It's 5-1 for Ballyglasheen and 20s for Violet Dancer. Priced up as a match between Calypto and Tiger Roll, AP, do you see it being that way?
I don't know, you know, Ballygasheen won the Swinton Hurdle at Haydock, which is a very competitive handicap, which is a good going for a four-year-old. So I don't think I definitely don't think it's a two-horse race. I think Ballygasheen's definitely in there with a chance too. Tiger Roll and Calypto haven't got much between them either, but both of them, you know, ran in the Triumph Hurdle. Tiger Roll obviously won, finished ahead of Calypto, you know, purely in that form. I know that Calypto, I think Daryl Jacobs lost his irons or stirrup broke that day, so not much between them. I wouldn't have a clue which one to go for, but I know that Ballygasheen's not out of it. Maybe just favour Calypto.
Okay, maybe narrowly in the favour of Calypto then in the 3:10. The 3:45 is race 4 on the card, and this is the Showcase Trophy, which is a Class 2 handicap chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong, and another open race on the card. It's 9-2 for Lebec at the top of the betting. Standing Ovation is 6-1. That's been nibbled from 7s. Dersey Sound is 15-2. It's 9-1 for Mart Lane. Sire Collonge is 10s. 11s for me and Ben. Montparan is 12s, and then Midnight Appeal also 12s and 14. Or bigger for the others. You could give quite a few of these a chance, AP. So which ones do you like in the 3:45?
Yeah, you could. Obviously, you're a busy one, the Kerry National, you know, which was a good competitive race. There's been a few winners out of it since. The likes of Sham Palace won the Munster National. Since then, Mark Lane won at Market Raisin. Sarah Collange, Standing Ovation is one that's not without a chance either. I've no idea which ones I'd fancy. Lebec is another one with the top. Dirty Sounds, and all. You could go through this race and pick any amount of different horses and you wouldn't get the right one. Me and Ben is another one. If I was going for one, maybe me and Ben down the bottom. She's only going to have 10 stone 4 with Conor Schumark. She won well at Listowel last time and is a good weight and is pretty fit. So me and Ben.
Okay, me and Ben then in that race. The 4:25 is race 5 on the card, and this is a Class 3 handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and Act Alone is the market leader this morning and has been backed from 13-2 into 5-1. Andy Kelly is 7-1 with For the Fun of It. Ulzana's Raid is 8. It's 9-1 for Clara McLeod, 10-1 for Fox Club and Jimmy the Jetplane and Abolitionist, and then 14-1 or bigger prices. The rest, interested to hear your thoughts about For the Fun of It here, AP. It's a horse you'll know plenty about. You've ridden him on all three starts, including a winning hurdling debut at Catterick last time. Obviously, this is completely different, but he looks to have ability and he's unexposed. Could he get into this?
Yeah, he could. I do think he's more of a chasing type, but he's definitely an improving horse. And he won his first one over hurdles at Catterick. And, you know, the shame for that is that he's only ever had one run over hurdles, and he is going to lack a little bit of experience. And therefore, he'd need to have plenty of ability to be winning. But he's not without a chance, that's for sure. In a competitive race, Act Alone is one that I heard you mention. I think he's been a little bit disappointing. He hasn't ran since he was at second at Kempton a long time ago. But I think he's been a little bit disappointed of the other ones. But down through them, you go for the horse at the top. Ozana's Raid of Alan King's, you know, as one of his last two. He's a horse that's it's improving as well all the time. And Andy Kelly, as you said, won at Kempton back in March. You know, looked at a horse that was going the right way as well. I'm probably even less idea about this race than have some of the others, but you know, maybe take a chance with it, like, for the fun of it. Hope that he's improving, but it's a very open race, so I'll just go for the fun of it.
Okay, yeah, it is an open race, tricky contest at the 4:25. The 5 o'clock is the penultimate race at Cheltenham this afternoon, and this is a Class 2 novices chase over 2.5 miles. Ainsley Fidelis heads the betting at even money. It's 9-4 for Splash of Ginge. Portway Flyer is 7s, 9s for Definite Ruby, and 16-1 for Gentleman John. Ainsley Fidelis has been on a real roll since the blinkers went on, and he was switched to fences. He obviously heads the betting. Splash of Ginge would have a bit of ground to make up on him from his chase debut at Perth. Is the market right? Is it between those two, AP?
Yeah, I think it's between the two of them, there's no doubt. They're way higher rated than the rest of them. I mean, the likes of Definite Ruby's only at 116. Portway Flyer had a decent enough hurdle mark, 132, to be fair. Pretty much the same route. And Fidelis. And Gentleman John was an okay rated hurdle or two. Splashy Ginge was very disappointing behind NC Fidelis at Perth. And you'd have to hope that he's going to improve a lot in that run, but purely on what they've achieved this season and on experience, you think you just have to go for Ainsley Fidelis. I do think that he has liked the good ground. I do think that has helped Ainsley Fidelis. I think that has made him improve the way he has. So I think any rain or any of the softer the ground that it would get, I think that would play more into the Splash of Ginge's favour. But I think I'll, you know, at the price, there's not much between them. For a bit of value, I'd maybe take on Ainsley Fidelis and go for Splash of Ginge and hope they can prove enough.
Okay, a bit of a chance on Splash of Ginge then in the 5 o'clock, and the 5:30 is the final race on the card. We finish with a 2-mile bumper, and Moon Racer heads the betting at 9-4. It's 4-1 for How About It, Going for Gold, bit of money for that, 6s into 5s, 6-1 for Chezzy, Arabic History is 7-1, and then 12-1, and double figure prices for the other runners. Moon Racer cost £225,000, AP, a brother to Saffron Wells as well, came from well off the pace to win a sales bumper in Fairy House when trained by Michael Renane. Makes his debut rather for David Pipe here. He looks an interesting runner.
Yeah, he does. Obviously, he costs a lot of money, so we'll be hoping he's going to perform. But yeah, it's an open bumper. I've won a couple of bumpers in Arabic History. This is a big step up for him, but he's a good horse that's going the right way. The others, like the Going for Gold, the Warren Great Riches that won at Utoxeter, Cheesy of Bergen O'Brien's won very well. When that one, that mare won at Carlisle, was pretty impressive. Miami Present of John Deere, the third in a decent point to point in Ireland. And Rebecca Curtis, obviously, How About It is, you know they're always got to be feared in bumpers. But the fact that Moon Racer's got the experience and having ran and having won, and David Pipe wouldn't be running them here if he didn't think a lot of them. So I'm just going to go for Moon Racer. Not very original, but I think I'll go for Moon Racer. I just think he'll be well fancied. If I was going for a bigger price, Philip Hobbs Ink Master might be the one that I'd keep on the right side of at a bigger price. But so Moon Racer to win the last and Ink Master maybe is an each way horse.
Okay, couple against the field there then in the lucky last. Thank you very much, AP. Thanks for talking to us. It's been a pleasure to speak to you once again, and enjoy Cheltenham this afternoon.
Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.